presents To Your Good Health Radio. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and Dr. David Friedman.
Our next guest's bio and accolades would take the entire segment to read. He's been recognized as one of the most influential health advocates in the world. He's an internationally renowned expert in chronic disease prevention and weight management. As a specialist in preventive medicine, he's here to share how we can slash our risk of getting cancer, heart disease, and diabetes by 80%. Welcome founding director of Yale University's Prevention Research Center and author of the book Disease Proof, Dr. David Katz. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Dr. Katz, great to have you on the show.
Hey, that was a nice intro, Melanie. I hope my mom is listening. Thank you very much.
she finally knows you've made something of your life if she
exactly.
heard that.
Exactly. Yeah, that sounded really good. I was impressed. Who is that guy?
That's great. I'll tell you, I'm actually a big fan of your work, and you've authored a dozen game-changing books, but the title of your latest book contains just two words that all of our listeners wish they could be: disease proof. How do we get there, Doc?
Well, that's the amazing thing, David. The evidence here is incontrovertible. There's nothing gimmicky. There are no false promises. There really is a steady stream of peer-reviewed publications spanning 20 years showing that a short list of lifestyle factors can eliminate 80% of all chronic disease, heart disease, cancer, stroke, diabetes, dementia. And what that means for an individual is we can slash our personal lifetime risk of all that chronic disease by 80%. And that short list is dominated by what we do with our feet, our forks, and our fingers, physical activity, dietary pattern, and avoiding tobacco. And then we can extend that to getting good sleep, managing stress, and having loving relationships in our lives. And to be honest, first of all, it may be a revelation to people that you truly have this incredible power over your health, 80% reduction in chronic disease. It's amazing. Nothing in all of medicine can rival that. But, I don't think the prescription is the revelation here. I think people know they should eat well and exercise. People
right.
know what? I don't think they know how. And that's why when you look around, you see so few of us getting there from here. Disease proof is mostly about the how. We lay out the case that there's this incredible prize within reach for us, for the people we love, for our children, but we can't seem to get there from here. And we think that can be fixed. And what will fix that is either changing the world to make it easy, but don't hold your breath, or changing mm-hmm. ourselves by acquiring skills. So the book is mostly about the skill set, the skill power it takes to get there from here.
Right. Now, your book shows how to cut the risk of, as you mentioned, heart disease, cancer, diabetes by 80%. Doc, globally, just those three diseases kill 12 million people every year. Now, if these folks would have followed the blueprints you outline in Disease Proof, would 80% of them still be alive today?
Exactly right. Exactly
That's
right.
That's powerful.
And, David, it's incredibly powerful, but what I think really matters to people, we can talk about these huge gains in public health.
Right.
But, of course, the public is nameless and faceless and hard to love. I think what listeners can ask themselves is, do I know and love somebody who's been affected by heart disease? Do I love somebody who's been affected by cancer or stroke or diabetes? And if the answer to any of those is yes, and for most of us it is, if we turn the knowledge we have of the power of lifestyle as medicine into what we do every day, and that's what this book
right.
is designed to make happen, 8 out of 10 of us in this conversation right now wouldn't be able to conjure to our mind's eye the face of someone we love who's been struck down by one of these leading killers, because 80% of that can go away. It's not remote. It's not about some public we don't know. It's up close. It's very personal. We can immunize the people we love against heart disease, cancer, stroke, diabetes. It totally changes the
right.
quality of life. And we're not just talking about adding years to life, David. We're talking about adding life to years. Health makes living
yeah.
better.
That's powerful. I know we live longer now, but it's because a lot of people living on tubes and medication, but are they actually living? That's a good point.
Well, exactly. You and I are both...
Yeah.
Right. We're both docs. Medicine is powerful stuff, but what we're good at doing is treating disease. We don't, in medicine, build health. Health is built with lifestyle. Health is built in the places live and love and learn and work and play and pray. And you need a skill set to build health there. Every time you interact with food, how do you make the better choice, the choice that comes easily
right.
to you? You know, how do you build fitness into every day?
You know, I like that you're talking about a skill set versus the one pathway to the answer. So many books preach just, here, if you do this, if you cut carbs, here's what's going to happen. You're making sense because skill sets, share what you mean just so people grasp that. Give me one example of a skill set, something somebody could start incorporating in their lives tomorrow.
Absolutely. All right. Well, let's use taste bud rehab as an example. Let's say you want to tame a sweet tooth. The willpower approach to that is I eat too much sugar, I have a sweet tooth, I'm going to try to cut out dessert. Well, the problem with that is you love dessert, you want dessert, you need dessert, and you cut it out for as long as you can stand it, and then you add it back in, you're off the reservation. The skill power approach is to learn all the foods that contain what I call stealth sugar. There are pasta sauces with more added sugar than ice cream toppings. There's sugar hiding in crackers and chips and pretzels and bread, and on it goes. Well, if you learn how to swap those out for choices in the same categories that don't have that sugar, you take gram after gram after gram of sugar out of your daily diet before you ever even get to dessert. You're already much better off. But here's the real beautiful thing. Because you're no longer bathing your taste buds in sugar all day long, they become more sensitive to sugar. They go through rehab. And frankly, that dessert you used to think you loved starts tasting too sweet. And now, swapping out for a better dessert is no longer a hardship. It's not dependent on willpower. It's actually something you want to do. Well, you can apply that same approach to all the things that are wrong with your diet. You can trade up one step at a time, let your taste buds adjust, and actually love the foods that love you back. And there's no heavy lifting involved. But you need a skill set to get there from here. What most people try to do is just will their way. And, you know, willpower eventually runs out, and, you know, and then people tend to fall down and land hard. We can fix that.
Right. That makes sense. You know what I admire about your books and articles, and I've read so many of them, is your ability to teach by using examples that make the topics easy for everyone to understand. And one recent analogy I read of yours was a skilled captain of the ship can control the sails, but not the wind and the waves. Share with the listeners how this analogy pertains to the health of the body.
Well, thank you, David. I really appreciate the kind comment. Yeah, so, you know, the issue here is we can, without question, eliminate 80% of our chronic disease risk. But what I can't do and what no honest person could do is guarantee you perfect health, because our body is the vessel. We are the captain. And a well-captained ship has a far better chance of making a safe crossing no matter what the seas. But there are tempests at sea that can cause even the best captain ship to founder. So with regard to health, if you do everything right, I can't guarantee you won't get hit by a bus. You know, you can do everything right, and stuff can still happen to you. So it's important to recognize that there are things we do control and things we don't, but what we do control is 80% of the whole puzzle. You know, I'll take those odds any day. I mean, there is nothing in all of medicine, no Nobel Prize ever awarded, that represented the capacity to take away 80% of all chronic disease risk. But that power resides in your hands and in my hands and in the hands of every patient. And what I want to do is say, here are the tools to put that to work for you and the people you love.
It must feel great knowing if you see 10 hospital beds full and you just look and say 8 of them would be empty if they just applied themselves. I mean, that's powerful knowledge that you're sharing,
you know,
in this little handheld book.
Yeah, well, thank you. Right. I feel great about the potential. I feel horrible about the fact that we're not there, and I hope we can get there. And actually, you know, that very thing, David, looking at hospital beds and thinking, boy, so many of these people never needed to get this sick in the first place. That's why I did a second residency. When I completed my training in internal medicine, I went straight on into preventive medicine. You know, I thought, I want to be a doc. I want to be there to take care of people when they're sick. But
and you know what, Dr. Katz?
People don't need to get sick.
I have to cut you off here, but preventive medicine certainly is the wave of the future, and thank you for sharing such great information. To optimize your health and live life to the fullest, you can order Disease Proof at Amazon.com. And for more information on Dr. Katz, or to read his articles and health tips, sign up for his free newsletter or read his blog at DavidKatzMD.com. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Stay well.